Welcome to Clarksburg and for the new people. And these are my announcements. On Wednesday, we have the chancel choir. On Saturday, we have Mother's Day breakfast. On Sunday, we have youth and adult Sunday school at 10 a.m. And the announcements for today are, are Mother's Day breakfast. United Methodist Men are having the annual Mother's Day breakfast on Saturday, May 11th at 9 a.m. All the women of the church are invited. Please RSVP to Warren Wright if you plan to attend. A count is necessary to ensure there is enough prepared. Scholarship. If you are a high school senior or college student, remember to submit your application for a scholarship. The deadline is May 10th. Applications are available on our website. If anyone is interested in becoming a recording secretary for church council meetings, please see Pastor Kenna Warren. We give a special welcome to all our visitors this morning. We ask that you fill out one of the visitor cards that are found in the pew racks and place the card in the offering plate. When all the ushers take up the morning offering, they'll get it then. Please join us in the social hall after the worship service for refreshments. You're invited to Habitat for Humanity Middlesex reception. As we give thanks to all who helped make the dreams of homeownership a reality for deserving Middlesex County families. Friday, May 10th, 2019, 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., they're having cocktails and heavy hors d'oeuvres at the home of Dave and Linda Pryor. Their address is 31 Shell Court, Urbana, Virginia, 23175. Entertainment by Dr. Peter Gretz at the piano. RSVP to Linda Pryor by Thursday, May 2nd. And there's a .com if you're interested. And the number is 804-363-0280. Okay. A guest speaker today is Christy Jenkins from Zoa Baptist Church. She volunteers with her husband at the Cryer Center and Mobile Food Pantry. She is a strong advocate for children. For years now, she has been a lunch buddy at Middlesex Elementary School and continues to mentor the girls and her family. The girl is now in high school. She also works with the children during Zora's Children's Church, and she helped start the LIFT group of Middlesex County. She really wants to make sure every child knows about God's love for them. We want to thank Christy for coming today to share her message with us. Please welcome one of my best friends, Christy.
Good morning, everyone. Our call to worship is in your bulletin, and we'll read this responsively. Come, let us celebrate the unique gifts that God has given to each woman, each man, each girl and boy. Let us together, women and men, young and old, give thanks for a call of Christ to follow him into a broken world, to lead the church into making all things new. Let us sing praises to our God, that we can claim the amazing gifts of the Spirit with which we have been equipped for service and leadership, gifts of peacemaking, compassion, perseverance, unity, and love, and use them for the sake of all God's children. Let us worship God with great joy, gratitude, and expectation.
Thank you. For our time of prayer, we have two requests from the congregation. One is a praise. Yes, we have a praise. Yesterday, the St. Paul Baptist Church broke new ground on the rebuilding of a new church coming soon, 2020. Thank you for all the prayers and support. And then from Jeannie Duke, a request to keep Morgan in our prayers today. They are starting her labor at 4 p.m. So thank you, Jesus, for the new life coming our way. If you will bow with me, we will praise the Lord with our whole hearts, our whole minds, and our whole being, Lord. We just give you praise, worship, and glory. We thank you for the blessings you surround us with. We have petitions of surgeries, of brokenness, bones, broken hearts, broken minds. And we just know, Lord, that you are the giver of every good and perfect gift, that you are the great physician, and we trust you, Lord, to do what your will, and that we believe in it, and that it can't be anything but good. And we thank you for the guest speaker, Christy, today, her message of making sure that our children know about you, Lord. We cannot praise and give you thanks enough for the way that you will work in this LIFT program for our future generations. We thank you, Lord, give you praise and glory, and begin the perfect prayer that Jesus taught his disciples. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Testing. Can you hear me? Y'all can hear me. Can you hear me? Is it on? No? Can you all hear me? Okay. Thank you. Good morning. I want to talk to you this morning about faith. And I'd like to start by reading you a story in the Bible, and it's in Matthew, and it's about Jesus walking on the water. I don't know if you're familiar with that story, but it's a short one. So, verse 22 in chapter 14 starts off, and it says, immediately after this, Jesus insisted that his disciples get back into the boat and cross to the other side of the lake while he sent the people home. After sending them home, he went up into the hills by himself to pray. Night fell while he was there alone. Meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble far away from land, for a strong wind had risen, and they were fighting heavy waves. About 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came toward them walking on the water. When the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified. In their fear, they cried out, "It's a ghost!" But Jesus spoke to them at once. "Don't be afraid," he said. "Take courage, I am here." Then Peter called to him, "Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you walking on the water." "Yes, come," Jesus said. So Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on the water toward Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified, and he began to sink. "Save me, Lord," he shouted. Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. "You have so little faith," Jesus said. "Why do you doubt me?" When they climbed back into the boat, the wind stopped. Then the disciples worshipped him. "You really are the Son of God," they exclaimed. So I'm going to ask you a simple question. Can you walk on water? No. Can you walk on water? No, I don't think so. Okay. Of course you can't. But sometimes even things that seem impossible to do become possible with a little bit of faith. Maybe not walking on water, but some pretty major things. In the Bible, there's also a scripture that says, if you have faith the size of a grain of mustard, which is a little teeny tiny grain, you can move a mountain. Which means you just have to believe a little bit sometimes to do big things. Now I'm going to show you something. We're going to demonstrate that faith about walking on water. Can you all see this? You want to get close so you can watch this? Okay. Close enough so you can watch very carefully. I know you guys can't see it out there, so I'm going to tell you what I'm doing. Let me dump these out. I've got a bunch of paper clips, and I've got some water. So this paper clip, let's play like this paper clip is Peter, okay? And Peter, let's see if Peter can walk on water. You think he can? Let's watch. Oh, it goes right to the bottom. I'll try another one just in case. That was a bad paper clip. Here's Peter. Nope, right down. But if he has help, I'm going to have to put the microphone down. If he has help from Jesus, this is Jesus. He can do it. Watch. Water, that's true. You can't walk on water. But I can tell you what, you can do some pretty amazing things if you have faith that Jesus will help you, okay? It's true. It really is true. You can do. He did some amazing things. And the rest of the story was that Jesus pulled him back up and saved him because he had faith in Jesus. He doubted for a little while, but Jesus pulled him back up and saved him, and he stepped out of that boat. And sometimes we just have to do things with faith. Okay? Let's say a prayer. Will you all repeat after me? Dear God, help us to remember your promise that even with faith the size of a mustard seed, we can move mountains. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
May we dedicate our offering to the Lord. Lord, first we thank you for giving to us that we can bring back and give to you to be dispersed to the needs that you know are needed in the world. So we ask you to especially use some to go out to those that have answered your call to serve you by feeding your lambs, by feeding your sheep, those who are engaged in getting the gospel out to this needy world, to those who are serving as missionaries in other nations. And Lord, thank you for providing a meeting place for us and whatever the needs are for the upkeep for this building. And we just are very grateful for all the ways that you bless us. In your name we pray. Amen.
The New Testament lesson this morning comes from Mark chapter 10, verses 13 through 16, and can be found on page 46 in the New Testament section of your pew Bible. Jesus blesses little children. People were bringing little children to him in order that he might touch them, and the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them. The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
I want to thank you for inviting me to speak about LIFT, Children of Middlesex. I'm honored to be here on such an important day, United Methodist Women's Day. When Jerry and Terry asked me to speak, I was thrilled. Then later on, I found out it was more than a short talk, and I must admit, thrill went to petrified. So I asked you for your prayers, and I will try to fulfill expectations. However, I was assured that if this ended early, no one would complain. Which reminds me of a joke I once heard about preachers. What does it mean when a preacher looks at his watch during a sermon? Absolutely nothing. LIFT started with SOAR and Harmony Grove joining together in April of last year. It was our desire to reach unchurched children in our community who do not know about Jesus, the Bible, or Christianity. We started small and brainstormed about ways to reach children. Over the months, we narrowed our focus to elementary school age children. At the same time, we reached out to other churches and people whom we thought might be interested in this ministry. I'm happy to say that LIFT Children of Middlesex has been blessed with support of Clarksbury. Soon after we reached out, Jerry and Fred Dant, your pastor and Terry, have been instrumental in helping us reach young families. It is obvious your church has a heart for Jesus, and you want to share that love with children in our community, and that is what our outreach ministry is all about. Throughout the year, we have grown, and with the help of God, churches, and prayers, this is what we were able to accomplish. We printed flyers with a list of all Vacation Bible School in Middlesex and posted them throughout the county. We hosted an outdoor family movie night at the elementary school and had church information available. We were invited to the elementary school for parent-teacher night to give out information about churches and later for trunk-or-treat, where we shared church information with candy and displayed a poster about Jesus. We gave away books about Christ's birth to children while walking in the Urbana Christmas Parade. And we recently hosted an Easter egg hunt at the elementary school where we had the opportunity to witness to children and their families about Jesus using the resurrection eggs. We gave out Easter books about Christ that included a list of children's activities and Easter activities at cooperating Middlesex churches. We stuffed 1,000 eggs with small Christian-themed toys, and we gave away appropriate children's Bible, age-appropriate children's Bibles for the kids that found a prize egg. We have met with Danielle Allen, the principal of the elementary school, several times, and she has shown a willingness to work with us. The school helped advertise our outdoor family movie night by distributing our flyers to each child, announced it on the intercom, and did the same for Easter egg hunts. Ms. Allen requested a meeting this summer to discuss future endeavors. So why am I here today talking about Lyft? Well, one reason is I thought it would be a short talk, but it really has to do with my childhood. When I was growing up in Richmond with my brother and sister, our parents did not attend church, but they sent us to Sunday school every Sunday and vacation Bible school each summer. When we became teenagers, they gave us a choice, and we chose to stop participating in church. We chose to walk away from the church, but Jesus went with us. Then my older sister accepted Christ in her life in her late 20s. Through my sister's prayers, her patience, perseverance, love, and through my many encounters with the Lord, I was born again 8 years later. My mother was saved through my sister's witnessing to her, as well as my father. And in September, my brother was baptized, joined a church, and is living for the Lord. My sister had lovingly prayed for him for close to 4 decades. God is good. He answers prayers. So what has that got to do with this ministry? If we had not had that foundation when we were young, it would have been difficult to make a choice to come back to Jesus and join a church family. I am so very thankful that we had parents that gave us a choice, and God does too. Since moving here 11 years ago, I subbed and now I volunteer at Middlesex Elementary School. I am surrounded by children that do not have that foundation. I know they have a choice to choose Him. This ministry is an effort to let them know about this choice and to tell them about Jesus' saving grace and love for them. We are living with a young generation whom the majority have never set foot in a church. Their parents may have never attended church. These children don't know why we celebrate Easter or Christmas. Every year I take the time to explain to children I mentor and their friends about these holidays. Recently I gave one a stuffed animal that says he lives on it. When she got into line, the other children were asking questions about it. And I said, "You know who he is, don't you?" They shook their heads, looked at me for an answer, and my heart sank. This was my wake-up call. Another lady in Lyft volunteers at the school, and she was reading a book with a child. It was about Abraham Lincoln, and it mentioned how he learned to read by reading the Bible. The child asked her, "What is the Bible?" These are only a few examples of the many who don't know they have a Heavenly Father that loves them. Lyft's goal is to show young families that churches in our area are here to serve them and love them. In a 2019 online article by Dale Hudson on the site churchplants.com entitled, "What Will It Take to Reach Unchurched Families in Your Neighborhood?" Mr. Hudson equated churches with hospitals. He said, "Our churches must be spiritual hospitals where people who are hurting and damaged by sin are welcome with open arms and can find healing, forgiveness, and love." Mr. Hudson is a director of children's ministry at Christ Fellowship Church in Palm Beach, Florida. He has been named one of the top 20 influencers in children's ministry, and he has written many books on the subject. He goes on to say, "A recent report from Barna Research says there are over 156 million people in America who do not attend church, including over 42 million children and teenagers," end quote. Let me expand on this. We have around 350 million people in the USA, so this is almost half. Additionally, he writes, "In the last 10 years, the number of adults who do not attend church has increased by 30%. This is an increase of 38 million people who are now unchurched," end quote. This is a huge increase of adults that don't attend church. Let me put this into perspective. The years 1990 through 2000, the increase was only 9.5% of people who don't attend church. So in the last 10 years, this has tripled. He continues with, "The stats show the biggest percentage of unchurched are families with kids. I believe the key to reaching the biggest majority of unchurched families is by reaching their kids. I have personally seen it happen again and again. God can use a child to bring their parents to Christ. As you look across the country, you will find that churches that are growing and reaching people have dynamic children's ministries. When you take a child by the hand, you take a parent by the heart," end quote. "I am thankful that many wonderful churches in Middlesex have joined together to create opportunities to meet these children and their families. LIFT, United Group of Christian Churches, are there to talk with children and families and show them we care about them. I read somewhere a while back that has stuck with me. This was about a new members of churches who were asked why they didn't attend church before. The number one answer was that they were not invited, or they didn't know someone in the church. I think many Christians assume that others are not interested. It would be good to remember this when talking with new friends or acquaintances. It is much easier to come to church if they have someone who is looking for them or have met previously. In closing, I want to inform you about another way you can meet children at Middlesex Elementary School. It is a wonderful program that is promoted through the counselor's office called Lunch Pals. It places volunteers with children in need of a mentor. This is done with the permission of the child's parents or guardian, and the volunteers agree to spend 30 minutes a week with them during their lunchtime. Each year, this agreement is renewed and both have a choice to either stay together or choose another. Through this program, I've had the privilege to mentor children during their lunch. I started 10 years ago, and I'm still mentoring my first child, who is in high school now. I have been blessed to see her and her siblings mature. We have been through good times and bad, but I thank God He put me with His family and with other needy children. I believe God leads me where I can share His love. In my time as a teacher, sub, and volunteer, I am happy to say the majority of students come from loving families. However, there are a small percentage of children who desperately need a mentor and extra support. There are children in our schools who are starved for attention and food. They are unwanted and neglected, or come from a background of abuse and violence. It's not hard to spot. Because they live in hunger, they may hoard food in their desk. Because they live in fear, they withdraw or act out. Because they live with violence, they respond with the same. Because they live with neglect, they seek any kind of attention, good or bad. Because they are unwanted, they have no self-esteem. Because they are abused, they don't trust. These are children waiting for a lunch pal. Please consider volunteering and getting to know a child in need. I promise you, the blessing will be yours. I invite you to join Lift in prayer for our children and to join in the fun of getting to know young families in our community. Presently, we are planning activities for the summer and invite you to attend our next meeting tomorrow at Saluda Baptist Church at 5:30 to 6:30. Come and help plant seeds for God to harvest that will bring Him all the glory. I also brought handouts if you would like more information or want to contact us. I thank you again.
Our hymn of invitation this morning is number 141, Children of the Heavenly Father, number 141.
Good morning. Can everybody hear me? Okay. Some of you may not know that there once was a Morning UNW group. When it disbanded, many of the remaining members joined the Edna Yankovich Circle. The woman we are honoring today was one of those women. She has been a dedicated member of both circles and of our church and held many important positions. At one time, she shared teaching duties for the adult Sunday school with Don Van Den Schoten. As a member of the current Sunday school class, she continues sharing her wonderful understanding of the scriptures. She also, until recently, lined up scripture readers for each Sunday. She was once a choir member and can be seen each Sunday drumming her fingers to the music as the choir sings their anthem. She makes soup for our soup ministry, provides cookies for our after-church fellowship, and helps with the food pantry. For many years, she presented the devotional at our circle meeting and took it upon herself to be in charge of the school kits we donate each year to annual conference. She got all of the supplies as well as put them together herself. If you don't know by now who we are honoring, it is Gail Gilliland. She didn't know. She has done many things for us, but I think one of the things Gail is best known for is her prayers. I think of her as a prayerful soul. Others have said, and I quote, "She has a true heart for God and is a faithful witness. She is a true prayer warrior whose prayers are heartfelt. She is humble and a quiet woman who lives her faith. She epitomizes the image of a good Christian woman in her attitude, actions, and concerns for others." end quote. She goes about helping people in her quiet manner without accolades. She visits shut-ins and is willing to help in any way she can. This past year, she has stepped down from many of her duties, but is still willing to help if asked. I and all the members of the Edna Yankovich Circle want to say thank you, Gail, for your years of service, and it is an honor to present you with our pin. That brought tears to my eyes. Congratulations. Our statement of faith. We believe in one God, creator and sustainer of all things, father of all nations, the source of all goodness and beauty, all truth and love. We believe in Jesus Christ, God manifest in the flesh, our teacher, example, and redeemer, the Savior of the world. We believe in the Holy Spirit, God present with us for guidance, for comfort, and for strength. We believe in forgiveness of sins, and life, and love, and prayer, and the grace equal to every need. We believe in the Word of God, contained and sufficient rule, both in faith and our practice. We believe in the church, those who are united in the living Lord, for the purpose of worship, service. We believe in the divine will realize in human society and in the family of God, where we are all brothers and sisters. We believe in the final triumph of righteousness and in life everlasting. Amen. I have a dedication, is Lord, I want to be a Christian, page 402.
Everything in the name of the Lord Jesus. Give thanks to God, the Father.